Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio, episode 112, 15 Money Myths. So let's dive in. Myth number one. I cannot make money at the moment, my business cannot operate, so I am just furloughing myself. Remember, as a CEO, generating revenue and sales is not your only job. In fact, it might not be your job at all. You might have a salesperson or a sales team. But what I mean is that there are many things that you can be doing at the moment to ensure your business comes out of this situation as strongly as it can. Branding, marketing, operational processes, positioning, relationship building, leadership. These are all areas you can work on and strengthen up at this time, even if you cannot do any service delivery or selling. And if you want to ensure that you come out stronger, if you want to do all the things I have suggested, you cannot officially do that whilst furloughed. Remember, instead of claiming 500-ish pounds a month from the government, is there a way that you can generate that in your business? In some areas, I know that will be completely and utterly impossible, but in others, thinking really outside the box and strategically, you can certainly make that happen. So what can you be doing at the moment to take advantage of this enforced downtime away from service delivery and selling so that you can come out from this stronger? Myth two. I can't make a profit when I am just starting out. If you're starting out, you have your whole business journey ahead of you, which means it's the best time to ensure that you are going to make a profit, making profit from the very beginning, and that profit is then ingrained in your plans. And yes, you can start a business just now, and yes, you can still be profitable. Yes, not necessarily for all industries and all business models, but absolutely 100% for some. Because profit is a habit, and you can develop this powerful habit right from the start. Developing the profit habit now will stop you from developing any bad financial habits, which can be hard to break. At this stage, you need to spend most of your time selling and doing. The systems and processes often come later. Something which I wish someone had told me when I started out. So how do you make sure you are profitable from day one? You set up a separate bank account from your main business bank account. Starting up and don't have a separate business bank account yet? You really need to. This second bank account you can set up as a savings account and we'll call this your profit account. Then when your clients or customers pay you, you transfer 1% of that money into your profit bank account. Whilst you're at the bank setting up your profit account or logged into your internet banking, you may also want to set up a separate bank account called Owner's Pay. Yep, that's to pay you. And tax? Yep, the taxman gets his share too. And you want to transfer 50% of that revenue into Owner's Pay and 15% in the tax account with every deposit you receive. You can do this on a daily or a weekly basis, whichever will be best for you, but make sure that you make it a habit. I do it weekly every Friday. This will make sure that not only is your business profitable from the start, but also that you are getting paid and that you don't fall short come tax time. Win-win all around. And of course, this is something that established businesses can put in place as well. Myth three, my business is so small, it's too small to get help with the financials. I need to do it all myself. If you have time to study how to prepare your management accounts, how to manage cash flow, and how to forecast in your business, then also time to implement it all and keep everything up to date, and you understand how to read the numbers, so you understand what they are telling you, then yes, you can absolutely do it all yourself. You don't need to, but you can. However, if you are not prepared to put in the time to learn and the time to implement and keep up to date with your numbers, then you do need to get help in this area, regardless of the size of business. 95% of businesses fail in the first 10 years, and for most, is because they run out of cash. Why do they run out of cash? Because there is no robust cash management system in their business. No system has been put in place to monitor the cash, and no one is keeping a close enough eye on it. Someone needs to be implementing a robust cash management system in your business. It can be you or someone else, but ignoring it doesn't make it go away. Ignoring it ultimately makes your business go away permanently. Myth 4. I need to hire staff ASAP. I read it in the e-myth. I believed that too many people are reading the e-myth and concluding that they need to outsource pretty much everything in their business straight away. And that is just not the case in reality. Yes, it is really important to move from a doer in your business to a marketer. Absolutely. But you need to first make sure that your business is running profitably. Scaling without profitability means that you just have a bigger cash-eating monster, i.e. an out-of-control, financially unhealthy business, to feed. Before you move to getting a ton of staff and/or freelancers, make sure that all your work is profitable, that all your customers and clients deliver you profit. If you don't have that piece, all that will happen is you will run out of money even faster if you begin to scale without the profit in place. Myth 5. I need to keep reinvesting if I want my business to grow. Reinvesting money in your business is not a bad thing if it is done consciously with a robust profit plan and cash management strategy in place. The thing is, when you reinvest, then by definition, you are getting a financial return. That is what an investment is, something that generates a return. Reinvesting money in your business when it's just a smokescreen for spending all the money you are making is a bad thing. It's really important to work out which you are doing. Are you telling yourself you need to reinvest because that is what everyone else does? Is it truly what you should be doing, or should you be taking more money out of your business for you and your family to enjoy? You need to invest thought and work out if you really are reinvesting money or simply overspending. Many people who have previously overspent under the guise of reinvesting are now finding that they are struggling more than was perhaps necessary at this point in time. They might have made bigger financial buffers if they had been reinvesting a little less. Myth 6. I just need a few more sales and then I'll be profitable. You can't sell your way out of poor financial health. You can't sell your way out of a lack of profit. Profit is something which needs to be ingrained in the business, full stop. If it's an afterthought, if it's not properly planned, then it doesn't happen, no matter how many more sales you make. It's really important to make sure your business is profitable before you start trying for growth, before you start trying to scale, because if it's not profitable now, all you end up doing is running out of cash even faster. So step 1, establish a financially healthy business, i.e. one that is profitable. And step 2, grow and increase sales. It's just not possible to be financially healthy otherwise. It's not possible to achieve financial freedom, and it's not possible to build a financially sustainable business. Myth number 6. I was never good at maths, so that's why I'm no good at my business's finances. Looking at your business finances with the lens of, I can't do this, I'm no good at this, I'll never understand this, is not going to help. You are the CEO of your business and you need to get good at looking at numbers. It's not a choice. You have no option. You just need to get over it. Sorry, but it's true. You don't need to be in all the details. I know that you probably hate that. But for your business to be financially successful, you need to get comfortable looking at the numbers and knowing what they mean, knowing what they are telling you. You don't see any really super successful CEOs going around saying that they were rubbish at maths and they don't understand their company's finances. Have you ever heard a successful business owner say that? No? Thought not. It's time to get that out your head and get your head out of the sand and treat your business like a real business. It's time to get a grip and get real. You have no choice if you want to be financially successful. Business isn't a game where you get to ignore the bits you don't like. It's about delivering you money into your personal bank account every month. And if you are not willing to look and understand, really properly understand what the numbers in your business are telling you, then you will not get to a place where you are getting great, consistent income from your business every month. It's time to stop and get a handle on it. Myth number 8. You've just said that I need a lot of bank accounts. Having lots of bank accounts to manage my business money will just be confusing and make the bookkeeping really difficult. It really is very little extra work when you are dealing with multiple bank account methods of cash management. Since the extra transactions are just transfers, then any decent online bookkeeping package takes care of these very easily. And in reality, it really only means one or two more clicks on the screen than you would have done otherwise. Saying that multiple bank accounts makes it hard to implement a robust cash management system is just an excuse you're putting up to stop implementation. You will be making it much easier to manage your cash, so any minor inconveniences in reconciling more bank accounts is way outweighed by the huge benefits you get from being in control of your business's cash, from being in control of the finances, and from being able to take home lots more money for you and your family to enjoy. Myth number 9. Can I just borrow from my tax account and I will pay it back? So you've started setting the money aside in separate bank accounts and now you are really tempted to steal that money back from your tax account. You get to the end of the week and you really want to make a purchase, something that you really need, or maybe just want. Or you're incredibly short of funds at the moment with little or no revenue coming in and you just need to pay for things. You can just borrow temporarily from the tax bank account, right? It'll be fine. You'll just top it back up later, right? And after all, you have a tax deferment, so it will be okay. Note that it is a tax deferment. Nope. I have seen people try to do this over and over and over again. And by the way, I have tried to, and it never ever works. It just doesn't. This method of cash flow management that I am a massive fan of, the profit first method, means that if there is no money in the operating expenses bank account for operating expenses, then you can't purchase anything. Simple. If you need to renegotiate agreements, then do it. If you need to cancel non-essential items, then do it. But if there's no money in operating expenses, it means you can't afford it. Myth number 10. I don't need a financial plan. I can just go on my gut. Intuition is really key in our business and in our lives, but I don't believe that you should be solely relying on it when it comes to the financial health of your business. I believe that you need a robust, implementable, and systemized profit plan to achieve the financial results you want. Profit is a habit, and habits need to be nurtured and developed in order to make them, well, habits. And only with a financial profit plan in place can you develop a profit habit. I like to think of it as going on a journey, because having a business is a lot like going on a journey. You wouldn't get in a car and start driving without knowing where you were going and without checking to see if you had fuel in it, without putting on your seatbelt. In order to have a successful journey, you at the very least need to know where you want to end up and how you're going to reach that destination. And if you're anything like me, that is where the sat-nav comes in. Financial goals are like the destination in your journey. They are where you want to get to, what you want to achieve, where you want to reach. And the sat-nav, that's your profit plan. It maps out exactly how you are going to get from where you are now to where you want to be, i.e. your financial goals. When you get in the car, do you rely on your intuition to guide you to the route you should take? Especially if you've never done the journey before, and in this case, if you've never reached the financial targets you're aiming for. Or do you rely on a sat-nav or a pre-planned route planner to get there? And yes, you can even implement a profit plan during a pandemic and a recession. Myth 11. I'm going to grow first before I start making a profit. Once I'm bigger, I'll be able to be profitable. I used to believe this one too. I used to think that I just needed more clients. I just needed more sales. Once I was there, then the profit would appear. But it doesn't. I know, I've been there. I was earning a six-figure annual revenue, yet profit? That was pretty close to zero. And the reason? I hadn't actually focused on profit. I'd only focused on revenue growth. Because profit is not something that suddenly happens when you grow a business. It needs to be something that you have planned for, something that you actually put in place. Otherwise, you just keep on spending everything you make, perhaps like you are now. You need to get out of that habit and develop a profit habit. You need to have an implementable profit plan, otherwise the profit just doesn't materialize. Let your profit habit in place, get your profit plan in order, and implement. Myth 12. Can't I just operate profit first through my accounting system rather than have separate bank accounts? The question I ask when I hear this is, has that worked for you in the past? Are you already tracking your cash flow daily on a spreadsheet? Are you tracking your accounting system daily and reviewing the numbers? No? So this system that I teach in your accounting system is only a small modification over something that you're supposed to be doing already, but you're not. So no matter what those spreadsheets or monthly reports say, your current bank balance is always going to be a stronger determinant of your behavior. By setting up separate bank accounts for profit, owner's pay, and tax as a minimum, you cannot miss your allocations when you log into your online banking. To change the outcome, you need to change your behavior and develop that habit of taking your profit first rather than setting up some paper fancy exercise in your accounting system. This is about the management of cash, not the shuffling of numbers. Myth 13. We are not purchasing any new equipment or tech because we are operating our business frugally in order to be profitable. It is super important to have a handle on spending, but it's also important to ensure that equipment and tech in your business is fit for purpose. If you have a computer that crashes every 2 hours, that means you are significantly less productive than you should be, and that means you're losing money. If you have a lot of paperwork and are operating a paperless office by using a scanner app on your phone, that means you are significantly less productive than you should be. That means you're losing money. Money is made by efficiencies. Invest in it. Make sure that you're spending on things that you need to increase productivity, increase efficiencies, and increase revenue. It is the things that are money leaks that you need to watch out for. And by money leaks, I mean those things that you are spending money on that are just nice to haves. They are not either keeping the proverbial lights on or delivering you a positive financial return. Myth 14. I will only be wealthy when I am generating a lot of revenue in my business. You see, there are wealthy people who are employees, and there are wealthy people who are entrepreneurs. There are poor people who are employees, and there are poor people who are entrepreneurs. Wealth is not based on how much you make. It's based on how much you keep and your mindset. And myth 15. I have never been profitable before, so I can't use your techniques to be profitable now. It's not that easy. Well, I agree. It's not easy, but is absolutely doable. And I have seen hundreds of business owners implement this to their success. Yes, you can't suddenly flick a switch and be profitable. You do need to first ensure that you eliminate money leaks in your business. And if you are not sure how to do that, you can check out podcast episode number 6 to understand how to eliminate money leaks in your business. The next thing you need to do is build an implementable profit plan. I've spoken about profit planning a lot in this episode, and that is highly, highly important if you are going to move into profitability or increase your profitability. And then is when you set up your separate bank accounts and you start your allocations. You start moving money around so that it benefits you and your take home. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you do like what I share, I would love if you want to come and subscribe in iTunes. Leave me a review. It would mean a huge, huge amount to me. Also, if you do enjoy this episode, please do screenshot it, share it out onto your social media channels. If you are sharing on Twitter or Instagram, I am Annette_Fergs, and I would love to come and give you a follow, give you some likes and some love over there as well. Until next time, take care.